The Hannah Gray Mayor of Bromley podcast. Championing small businesses. Hannah Gray has been serving the community as a local government councillor for several years. She was nominated to be the 2020-2021 Mayor of the London Borough of Bromley at the height of the COVID pandemic in March 2020. Hannah has for many years been known as one of South London's most prolific small and medium enterprise networkers. Before becoming Mayor, Hannah was Bromley's business champion, promoting and helping entrepreneurs achieve their business ambitions. She's now dedicated to helping promote SMEs, charities, and voluntary organizations to learn from their experiences for the benefit of all.
So I'm really delighted today that I am joined by none other than Helen Lederer, whom I was very lucky to know a few years ago when I lived in and around Dulwich. But now, as Mayor of Bromley, I thought I'd get back in touch and see if we can just liven things up for people in lockdown. So thank you, Helen, for joining me. I'm really thrilled.
Well, it's lovely to be here. And actually, I do know Bromley in many, many ways. In fact, I've just remembered another thing about Bromley, the Churchill Theatre. I was in Panto there, guess what, as not Cinderella, fairy godmother. That's what all the older women have to be. And that was, was it the Churchill Theatre in Bromley? Yeah.
That's fantastic theatre.
I remember a few years ago.
I remember that before I lived in Bromley, when I was singing back in the day, we did Madame Butterfly in Churchill Theatre. So really lovely theatre. Really
lovely. It is a nice theatre. I remember there were I think there was a real horse. And I remember there was a little road that goes down to the stage door and having to load in and load out a horse that I think needed to do its business. All very interesting. All part of the joys of Panto in Bromley.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't like to make life too easy for people, you know. But so you remember about Bromley. So are you still fairly local? I know that. We won't tell everybody where you live because I don't want them camping out on your doorstep. But you're fairly local. But I mean, did you grow up originally locally? Where did you grow up?
Well, not far. I mean, it's all southeast London. See, my lovely late mother lived in Chislehurst. She moved there later on in her life when we'd all left home. And I was brought home in Eltham. I remember doing some very bad things in Eltham High Street. Bromley was always the place to go for proper shops. So it would be like a big outing to go to Bromley. So we'd buy clothes. And I think there was a big department store.
There was. Unfortunately, I think that's gone now. I think that's turned into Primark. But, you know, there's always room for a Primark.
Yes. Oh, I remember. And then I went to school in Blackheath. So that's sort of not too far. So it is my area. Oh, my sister got married in a posh hotel in Chislehurst, Bromley as well. So, but I haven't been there for a long time. But in the days when shops were open and there was a mall, shopping mall thing, wasn't there? And I remember a nice cafe near the theatre that I used to go with one of the ugly sisters very late night and have a bit of a kebab. So all sorts going on in Bromley, yes.
That's fantastic. Oh, I'm sure that we would welcome you with open arms when the shops are open again. It would be great.
Yeah.
We'd enjoy that. So, and you're known, obviously, for many, many of your comedy things. I mean, I was looking through Wikipedia, just doing a little bit of research, and I thought, I didn't realise this how much stuff you've done, but you were known for Ab Fab, which is great, and everybody loves Ab Fab, don't they? But also Naked Video as well, I saw. Was one of your original things.
That was right. That was very, I think that was quite early on. That was it was made for BBC Scotland and it was a sketch show. But it was just after stand-up comedy in the 80s, I think maybe early 90s had established itself. So I was the English import. They had a Welsh guy, John Sparks, who was a poet who did his funny Welsh poetry, and the rest were Scottish. And I think they were just hedging their bets, saying, oh, well, we better get an English and a Welsh. The only person they didn't have was an Irish, but I had to move up to Glasgow and it was joyous. It was in the days where you just do sketches and sort of, I always played a nurse. I think it was non-PC times, and I always ended up playing a nurse or a conservative candidate of some kind with a wig on. But it was just such fun. It was just such fun. Yeah, lovely, lovely program.
I mean, you've been in comedy for a long time now, haven't you? But I also saw on my research, not very in-depth research, but nevertheless, you did Celebrity MasterChef, didn't you? And Splash.
Oh, I did.
Oh my goodness, I don't remember you in Splash. Did you get bruised?
No, that's good. I'm glad you don't remember me in Splash. That was the, yes, it's kind of when you look back, it's like you're kind of on the kind of rent a guest for certain programs or certain judging competitions or stuff. And I will be on some kind of list because everyone needs new people per cycle. So the MasterChef, they get through a lot of so-called celebrities. So I did MasterChef twice, I think. I think, yes, that's right. The second time I did MasterChef, it was for the people who didn't win in the first round. I think there's a name for that in football terms. I can't remember. Yes, that was quite an interesting experience because I did couscous with orange juice. And I remember the man, the greengrocer man, he didn't take to the fact that my couscous had been sweetened with orange juice. And I took that very badly. I was a very bad loser.
I was going to ask you what you cooked. I mean, that does sound a little strange, but you never know. I do it with lemon, so why wouldn't you do it with orange juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
That's it.
Absolutely. And you were also in Celebrity Big Brother. My goodness, what was that like? What was that all about?
well, because I am writing my memoir now, I'm being forcing myself to remember some of the experiences. And it's quite difficult for all of us, I think, sort of looking back going, which year did I do that? What, you know, it all, the 80s and the 90s merge. Yeah. And then this Big Brother thing, I think, because they don't do it now, do they? I think it was about 5 years ago or something.
Well, it says something 2017, like that. It says on your Wikipedia right. page. That'll help you
okay.
with your memoirs.
Well, there we are, you know more than me. And it was, I think, my family thought it was not weird because everyone said I was normal, but for my family, obviously I'm not normal, but compared to the people in the house, I was normal. And there just were endless shots of me sitting on the sofa just looking at people having arguments. But it was good to get paid. And yeah. I hung in there. And I wasn't the first to be ejected, which I think everyone wants to avoid. Equally, I didn't have to stay into the very end and go completely barking. Yeah.
It must have been a brilliant experience. It must have been. I think we need to start a campaign. I haven't warned you about this because you haven't done Strictly yet, have you?
Well, I know, and I, you know, the world of agents, I'm never great with agents. I think that's one, again, in my memoir, so you look back, particularly in lockdown, don't you, sort of ruminate on all the things you could have done better. And I've never been great with agents. That's one thing. And I remember there was one agent, and I will be better in the future with them because you sort of do need them. But I always think, well, if I'm doing the work, why? But now I think, no, the world is pivots around agents. And I think I asked one, they said, oh, no, absolutely not. No, like they said no in a very firm voice. Ooh. I think Caroline Quentin did a brilliant one this time around.
Yes, she did.
So I'd probably be in the older female category. But I don't know which one I'd fit in because I'd be more like the Anne Widdecombe because I really can't dance and I'm kind of weird. Whereas I think Caroline is much more sort of thespian background. So she did a lot of gliding. I don't think I could glide. So they'd have to change their casting person and I'd have to get a different agent for me to be considered. So let's see, we can revisit that.
We'll revisit that one. I would I would love to see you in that. But talking about what you are doing now, what are you working towards? So you've mentioned your memoir, which I think will be fascinating. I mean, for you to have all those little anecdotes that you can throw in, I think would be amazing. But also, aren't you involved with, I know you are, involved with comedy women in print. I mean, it's the third year, you said, didn't you?
It is. it is the third year. I wrote my first comedy novel, and I've never won anything in my life. I'm just not one of those people. But I did get nominated with Losing It, which is my comedy novel, for a comedy literary prize. And so I looked around and I thought, well, there aren't any witty comedy prizes for women. And I'd been a judge on the Women's Prize and other prizes. And I thought, that's weird. There's just no comedy literary prize for women. So, you know, like when one has an idea, I followed it through. And this has just been my thing. So it's a passion project for me, but I have to manage people, which I'm really bad at. I have to inspire people and I have to get funding to actually make it a grown-up prize, which it is. So the winner of the unpublished entry's dream comes true in that they get published by HarperCollins. And I actually just had it confirmed this morning before we were speaking that HarperCollins will be the publisher this year. And so if a person has completely not been published and they have got a novel, they can enter. And then the winner gets published. So that is a joy that it's a prize that actually does stuff. And then the winner of the published prize, I mean, there's so many funny female fiction books out there. They get some money and loads of press attention. So I want people to go onto the website, Comedy Women in Print. You just bung those letters in and then it explains it all. And then, in fact, especially in lockdown, if you wanted some good, reliably witty female fiction to read, you just go on all the winners of the past 2 years and you know you're going to get really fun. Recommendation of a book, because I know that my concentration isn't great. I don't know about yours right now. I'm not great at reading. If you're reading a funny book, then the chances are you'll finish it. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. I absolutely agree. I'm not a really big book reader. I like audiobooks. But I did started reading Bill Bryson's Notes on a Small Island, I think it was called.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
it's his observation of the English, and it had me laughing out loud. And I finished it because it was so funny. And so I will definitely take you up on that idea. I think
yes,
great top tip at the moment for people, because we are saying, you know, these podcasts are, how can we lift people's spirits? What's your top business tip or your top tip for lifting your spirits? And I think that's a great one, Helen. Really brilliant. Go onto your website, Comedy Women in Print. We'll put that in the words that go with the podcast.
Thank you.
And get people to get on and enter the competition.
Well, as well, because the entries are open in April for the unpublished novel, also we're doing a fun one that opens on Valentine's Day. Do you remember that?
That's come around again
on the 14th of February. And we're doing a flasher fiction. So all you do is 100 words, which is not too much, 100 words of flasher fiction, of erotic, witty fiction. Because what we're trying to do is we're saying wit is empowering for women. That's what we want. Wit is empowering for women. And so to try and write some witty, you know, funny, erotic fiction in 100 words for Valentine's Day, we've got that open from month, and then the winner gets £100. My gosh, I'd quite like that today.
I could
spend it. I don't know what I'd have to go into Sainsbury's and buy lots of nice food. Yeah, because that's all we can buy right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all food. We can get. Absolutely. Gosh.
Yeah.
I had a trauma this week because it was my youngest son. I know you know my older son Charlie, but my younger son Ollie's 18th birthday, and I was desperately trying to think of things to do for him, and we were going to buy some fireworks, but unfortunately that shop wasn't open. But because I know people, I made a phone call, and this wonderful man that was going to do my firework display for the mayoralty but obviously got cancelled, he sent us a box of fireworks, so Ollie didn't know. In the back garden we only set off a few, because I'm not a big fan of your own fireworks in the back garden, but we only set off a few. But he didn't know, and we managed to make that really happen. But yeah, it's so frustrating with all the shops shut. It's just like, what do you do?
If only if we were all mayors, and then we could all have the right connections to get bespoke fireworks bust over. I mean, and you know, it's weird that occasionally I hear some clicks and clacks outside. I think it must be the house opposite, because they do some fireworks every so often. And you just said, well, I'm just glad people are doing something. You know, it's like, you know, just anything that is legal that can be done at this terrible time. It just does. It lifts your spirits. You just go, you know, we've just got to do what we can.
Yes.
You know, with, I mean, all the constraints.
I did let the next door neighbours know. And the one right next door to us said, oh, great, I'll go into the bedroom and have a look. So she
was
pleased.
Well, exactly. Why not? The free display. No, I would do the same. So, yeah, I think one has to.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just think it's great to, I mean, with the lockdown, there have been a few breaks in lockdown where in the summer it was possible to have people round. And then now you think the thought of six people all together sounds like a positive rave, doesn't it?
It does.
But, you know, in those days, that was the legal group. And now, of course, to be with five other people in a garden would be lovely.
Well, it was just,
but, you know,
just
we
household.
Have to do what we have to do.
Yeah,
we have to do what we have to do, and we are. You
well,
know,
we got a video made for doing. Him because we couldn't have anyone around. It was just me and the boys and Colin, my mother, who's in our bubble because she lives on her own. So we absolutely complied to all of that. But because we couldn't, we got a video made for him for his friends. They sent us little snippets of video, which you know, Charlie put it all together for him, and that was a nice thing to do.
Fantastic. So that is a great idea. Yeah, brilliant idea.
So now we need to get people writing, don't we? So all these little things that we're talking about. So what, be honest with me, because I don't write at all.
Yes.
What is erotic comedy? I mean, what kind of things would one be writing about in erotic comedy?
Well, okay. I think it's like talking about things that went wrong. I think accidents are always, you know, like my
mishaps.
Thing about comedy is when some, my thing is when somebody falls over and then they pretend they haven't, you know, to me, that's my definition of comedy. And, you know, just go in 100 words, you know, what was the most embarrassing thing happened to you on a first date, or when you took someone home and then somebody said something. Or that awful aunt that you sit next to and it's a bit revealing, or if you get caught in the airing cupboard playing sardines, gosh, that's how old I am. But, you know, just thinking of it just from a woman's point of view, just kind of claiming that space, as opposed to there was something called the Bad Sex Prize, I think, you know, and it was actually an honor to be awarded it. But, you know, we're just trying to get women to write funny fiction of that genre, you know, just get a balance.
I might even have a go, you know. I might even
have,
now you've given me some ideas, because I can tell some terrible stories of embarrassing things.
Absolutely.
Maybe not as mayor, but, you know, I might do it.
You could use a pseudonym, but I mean, I was reading something, you know, like you're on a first date and something happens and it hots up and then you might have a nosebleed. just think of all the awful things that that could happen, that probably have happened to people, it just go with your imagination, and it's amusing. Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
And what a lovely thing for people to do in lockdown. You know, they've got the time on their hands. Have a little reminisce, make it up a little bit, you know, exaggerate a little bit.
Oh yes,
and
bit
have some
spin.
Fun. Oh, what a good idea. But tell me, so when we go down the Comedy Women in Print line and we look at the website, and some people have a go at that wonderful competition and some of the fun competition. Mm. But surely you're going to need some sponsorship for this. Surely you need some backing behind you to make sure that, I know that you've got the book publishers behind you.
But
also other sponsors to be able to take it forward and keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah, we are seeking partnerships, and it can be any kind of partnership. You know, a bespoke partnership sounds good, doesn't it? Where, you know, branding, the website. I mean, also, I've been part of lots of quip comedy celebrity panels. We can work with the company. What do they want us to do? So it's like a kind of exchange. And their brand would be on all our social media, and big party, a big fat party in November and at the Groucho Club, they'd be there.
Oh, I love the Groucho.
Free fizz. Yes. And we've got that booked in, and that's November. So, and if it, for whatever reason, it isn't November, we'll just delay it and the same people will come.
Yeah. Roll it over.
So I can put the word out there. It's to have fun. Exactly. Yes, because please. I'm in your little black book, Anna.
Yes, yes, my little black book. But I have, I was the local business champion before I became mayor. So I do have one or two contacts with bigger businesses as well as smaller businesses.
Wow.
So are we looking for, I mean, would you have a couple of sponsors maybe not such a huge investment right the way through to much bigger investment? There's lots of different packages and things you could do, I'd imagine.
No, you see, I can hear your clever brain whirring. Absolutely. I mean, we could fit round what that person wants and where it would fit them. I mean, there's a space for a headline sponsor, but it doesn't have to be a hook. I mean, last year we had several people. First year we had Ryman very kindly sponsored us. You can mix and match. I mean, I think we're now in that time, don't you think, where people have several careers. You don't have one thing. I think we can work with other organizations. I think it's very much more inclusive, sort of community base where everybody gets something from it.
Yeah.
And we negotiate that, but it doesn't have to be the one person. I think we've moved on. We're in a kind of exciting time now. It's more eclectic.
Yeah, I think it's much more eclectic. So I'm very happy to send it out there. Obviously, we're talking about it now.
Thank you.
And see what we can find for you, because it's so important.
Yes.
Comedy is so important. And I think, you know, the theatre is so important, and we've missed it. And people will appreciate it so much more when we can get back there, because it's, you know, as an ex-singer myself, I always used to think, gosh, what am I doing that's of any use in this world? Is the marvellous doctors like your husband and all these things, they're doing wonderful, wonderful things out there. And then there's me singing a bit. What use is that? But actually, when you look at
I think it's wonderful that to sing, it's about making people happy.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, it can start small, it can be big. But I think, gosh, don't we miss being entertained, and the value of, you know, going to a gig where you're singing, where people love it. You think about how our world is now, how much we value that. So there's huge value to entertaining others, you know, just lifting us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it cannot be underestimated.
You know, something's just come back to me. Years ago, I'm sure I came to see you in Piccadilly Theatre. You did didn't you do was it a one woman thing you did?
Probably.
I'm desperate to remember what it was. Was it a diary thing?
No. I've done a lot of things. We'll have to check our Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I've done one woman shows, and I've done something at the St. James's Theatre where I interviewed people and did some stand up and had a fantastic band on the stage. Loads and loads of them with like all brass instrument. That was exciting. God, I've never stood on that really kind of like ska music. It was brilliant. You know, when we start reminiscing about those times of when we were doing things, it's almost as if we've kind of switched. I've had to switch that off for a bit. Mm. So it is a privilege also to try and keep going during lockdown and keep the Comedy Women Print Prize going, because I can't schmooze, we can't have readings, we can't go out, have little parties, four-quit, but we've managed to do a lot online. It's amazing what you can do online and be part of other festivals.
So we're thinking that
the clips of that.
So if we get you a decent sized sponsor, you would be able to do maybe some sort of Zoom online thing.
Fun events.
Yeah.
Panels. In fact, somebody asked me to do, oh my goodness, this will be a new one. Like, again, technology, you have to invent yourself and do, and not just go, I can't, which is what my go-to place is with technology. But I've got to do a talk for a festival. And they said in the email, oh, and can we have a PowerPoint presentation? I thought, what? A PowerPoint? Are you mad? So then I sort of politely said, could you send me an example of a PowerPoint? Because I have no idea. So that'll be a new thing. So lockdown is about, apart from the awfulness, the suffering that is going on, and, you know, we all are aware of that. Alongside that is a kind of grim cheerfulness. So you just go, okay, new thing. What do I do? I've got to learn a new thing. I've got to do a new thing. I mean, it's that or not be part of something. So Yeah. Yeah, you just got to crack on, haven't you, really?
Absolutely. I can help you with your PowerPoint if you need any help with that. Don't worry.
Oh, great. I volunteer. Glad I popped up today. Yes, PowerPoint.
But we're all pivoting, aren't we? I mean, I've not done podcasts before, so I just thought it would be a good idea. Everyone's doing it. And actually, I can get people like yourself who are stuck at home to come on, have a little chat and lift spirits and things. And I think that, you know, if we can get you a decent couple of sponsors or so, I think that really would benefit, because companies are having to do online events. For instance, you know, Biggin Hill Airport didn't have its big party because I do some work with them, and they are now thinking, you know, they might even do an online something. I've done loads of online stuff as mayoral events. I've been to more quizzes and bingo than you can imagine.
Yes, I can. We did our first quiz on Saturday. I was hysterical with nerves. I suddenly saw these faces. I thought, oh my goodness. I had a big bottle of Cava, I'm afraid, next to me while I was the least scorer of all, because they're all science questions. I'm going, why could we have one about a writer? But also on the online event, I've heard when people have birthdays and stuff that they've arranged to send round, like, I don't know, a pudding or a bottle or anything. So everyone can share in a product while they're online. Yeah. So I think there's scope for Quip with a Quip panel. If we get a very important person who makes important things in Bromley, we could actually distribute their brand at the same time as do a fun panel event. So there's all sorts of scope, Hannah.
Yeah. There's loads of stuff. Let's see what we can get going, because I mean, I worked closely with a magician that has learnt to do close-up magic over Zoom. I mean, he's really incredible. Oh, and I had Paul Sinner on the other day. He came on to do a podcast with me. You know, the Sinner man from The Chase.
Yes.
And he sends his regards. I said you were coming on.
I'm thrilled to receive the regards. I did do a gig with him once, and I cannot remember what it was. In the days when you turn up and do something, I don't know what it was. I don't think I did very well. It would have been some kind of quiz, and I think I loped out at the end.
I didn't realize he was a comedian to start off with until I Wikipedia'd him, and he started off in Edinburgh, didn't he? So it's nice to know you've worked together.
That's right. There was definitely an event. And I think the memories of him and another bloke probably having a fag talking and me just disappearing into the night thinking, nah, I don't think I'll hang around. I'm off now. Yeah.
I'm not great at quizzes. I'm really not great at quizzes. Yeah. I'll stick to the bingo, I think. That's simple enough for me. I'm fine with that.
Easier. Oh, exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Helen. I really do appreciate you spending the time with me.
It's been fun.
And it's great to, it's good to talk. I don't know where that comes from. Yes, I do, but we won't advertise.
It is good to talk. It's very important. It's very, very important to talk. So, more of that. Yeah,
and it's good to
keep doing it. And I'll listen to the rest of your series.
Send
me the link.
I will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to hear it.
I will. And I will see what we can do as far as sending the word out there and get you some sponsors, and let's stay
in
touch.
Thank you.
Been lovely to chat. So thank you for your time.
All right, Madam Mayor. Lots of love.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you know someone or are someone who should join me, please get in touch. Meanwhile, believe in yourself, support others, and please stay safe.